Senator Donnelly rolled up his sleeves to try some old-fashioned farm equipment at the State Fair's Pioneer Village, from shucking corn to sawing logs using a steam engine. But modern farm equipment can look a lot different, more like this.
Just a little bit about the drone and how it works.
Adam Scheller sells unmanned aerial vehicles to survey fields and collect crop data. Senator Donnelly, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, says this technology is helping farmers increase yields with less environmental impact.
Our job is to stay out of the way and try to be a good partner when you need us.
Donnelly noted that evolving consumer demands can be tough on farmers' profits, especially when big food processors don't cover the cost of the changes.
But what we can do is continue to promote our farms, our producers, to where a Kroger is selling an incredible amount of eggs that's from local farmers, an incredible amount of meat that's from local farmers.
And he said farmers in the food industry need a more open dialogue with consumers. Donnelly voted for a recent compromise bill to label food made with genetically modified ingredients. More than 90% of the corn and soybeans grown in the U.S. are genetically modified. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Indianapolis.